Test 67, Section 4, Question 1. Here we want the overall conclusion, and so we look for these. So prosperity is driving force behind increases in the release of global carbon dioxide, or carbon dioxide, main cause of global warming. So prosperity is this force. It says as incomes rises, more people spend money on energy-consuming devices, such as cars, thereby producing more carbon dioxide. So more money, more cars, more carbon dioxide. Also, those that experience deep economic recessions, there are drops in carbon dioxide emissions. So in this case, the conclusion is the first sentence, which is really common when you have a conclusion question. In a normal question, you see the conclusion most often in the last sentence. But when they're asking about conclusion type questions, it's usually either the first sentence or a response to the first sentence. And so therefore, the correct answer is going to be something like prosperity is a reason for carbon dioxide increase and maybe global warming. Carbon dioxide is the main cause of global warming. No, it's not. That's not the main point. It's about prosperity's effect on it. Prosperity is an important cause of increases in the release of carbon dioxide. So, great. Yep, that sounds really, really good. See, when incomes rise, people spend more people spend money on energy consuming. That's evidence. Countries that experience deep economic recessions also had drops in carbon dioxide. No, that's not really going to do it. And then when people spend money on these, more carbon dioxide is produced. That's really not going to do it either. And so therefore, answer choice B is the one that's closest. It is almost exactly like what we said. All right, so move on to the next one.